New Zealand runner Ruth Croft has won one of the world's toughest ultramarathon races. Billed as the world's oldest and one of the most prestigious ultramarathons, the Western States Endurance 100 sees runners climb more than 5,400 metres over a 161 kilometre long course, all in the scorching Californian heat. The West Coast-born runner not only bested her second place from last year, she also recorded the third fastest women's time in the race's 49-year history, finishing in 17 hours, 21 minutes and 30 seconds. The win tops off a series of first-place finishes for the professional ultra runner, including the 102-kilometre Tarawera Ultra and the 60-kilometre Kepler Challenge. Ruth is with us from California. Congratulations.
Hi, thanks.
17 hours, 21 minutes and 30 seconds of hell as far as I'm concerned. When did you finish? Yeah, when did you finish, Ruth?
So it's Monday here and I finished on Saturday evening.
So you've had 24 hours, a bit more, to recover. How is the body?
I feel like my legs have rigor mortis. Luckily, my stomach's kind of come back around, so I'm back to eating. So I feel like I'm getting better day by day.
So talk us through this, and particularly these undulating climbs. I mean, who designed this monster?
It was originally a horse race, and then I think it was, yeah, one year a guy's horse pulled up lame, and so he decided to finish the race on foot. And then kind of after that, the Western States Endurance Run was born.
What are you going through? What were the key markers of this run, and were you able to plan for them, I guess?
So you can have crew that help you for the race. So I think there was probably about four or five spots where I knew I was going to see crew, but there's also aid stations. So there's 16 aid stations over the 100 miles, and they've planned because the temperatures can be really hot. Last year, I think it got up to 41 degrees, and this year it was 37. I think the hottest part was recorded. And they account for that. So there's ice at aid stations, and that accounted for, I think it was up to 4 kgs per runner per aid station. And so the goal is just to get to these aid stations, get your fuel, and just try and keep your core temperature down as much as possible.
The legs, though, you're not just, as we said, running as you might a marathon or an ultramarathon on flat. You're up and down and up and down. And were there moments where you thought those legs were going to give out on you, or did you have to kind of kick them back into action from time to time?
Not really. Like, this is my job. I know I can physically finish it. And compared to other mountainous ultras, this isn't considered the most mountainous. It's actually got a net downhill course of 7,000 metres and climbing of 5,000 metres. And so over that 100-mile distance, you can get actually races that have up to 10,000 metres of climbing. So for this Western States, the key element that makes it quite special is the heat that you have to deal with.
Yeah. What about speed? Because you've come in first here, you've run the third fastest race in a 49-year history. So you are pushing yourself speed-wise. And was that planned? Do you time yourself as you might, I don't know, marathoners will time themselves over 42 point whatever it is, K. But, you know, did you have a plan to run this fast?
No. Like, I think because it's such a big distance and so many things can go wrong on the day, I think if you focus too much on time or what even your other competitors are doing, it takes you away from yourself and you can really get into trouble. So I was just focusing on myself, getting to those aid stations, like doing all the little things right, making sure I was eating enough, drinking enough and staying cool. And then just seeing how the day would play out. And it gets to a point like you're just so tired by the end. It kind of gets to a point where you're just like on survival mode, like trying to get to that finish line.
And mentally, how, and I guess, why do you do it? Why do you test yourself this hard?
I love the challenge of it, but it's just my passion. That's the biggest thing. And then Western States is just amazing. The community, also the history behind it as well. And yeah, you have a team of people that give up their day to help you get to that finish line, and it's pretty special. Not just the elites, but also the people at the back of the pack. They're out there. They have a 30-hour cutoff window, and so a lot of people will go down to watch the last hour of the race. It's called the golden hour. Yeah, and it's amazing just seeing the back of the pack. Like, they've been out in that heat for so much longer and what they've done to get to that finish line. So I think in that essence, trail running, it's pretty special sport.
Hey, congratulations again. Ruth Croft, New Zealand runner who has just carried off one of the world's toughest ultra marathon races, the Western States Endurance 100.